We've seen virus studies on the West Coast, and now we see a New York study that has comparable numbers. It all revolves around pregnant women being tested when they went to hospital in March and April. And the numbers are interesting. It demonstrates that 10,000 deaths out of 15% of the New York City population, 1.2 million, we get that 15% by the estimates from the pregnant women who were infected, points to a fatality rate of only 0.008, very much in the ballpark of seasonal flu, reported John Hinderaker. Our friend Bob Zimmerman wrote of this. The first reliable numbers from South Korea and the Diamond Princess had shown death rates of about 0.9% and 1.2% respectively, while about 10 times higher than the flu's death rate of about 0.1%. It was also very clear that these death rates were grossly high because of very large underestimates of the total number of people infected. This is the denominator I was explaining way back in mid-March. Now we're getting better numbers, he writes, on the total infection rate, including large numbers of healthy individuals who get the disease and never show symptoms. And the evidence is strongly telling us that the Wuhan virus is not that dangerous, killing mostly older and sick individuals and doing it at about the same rate as the flu, Zimmerman wrote. Bob's right when he summed up, "For this, we allowed the press and our power-hungry political class to nullify the Bill of Rights and bankrupt the nation. A lot of heads should roll, and soon." Well said, Bob. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.